Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops and December, one of my favorite months. I love December. Before we get started, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Go over and check them out. Mention High School Hoops, Coach Unplugged, Teach Hoops, Coach Collins, Santa, whatever, and get $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. This is a great time to join, and people go, I'm too busy, I can't. No, this is the time you want to join, because you can jump in the office hours. You can get on a call with me. You can bounce ideas off other people in our community. This is actually the best time. Sometimes I think in May, I don't use it quite as much because you're not watching as much. You know, you want to go outside and frolic. Anyway, go over and check it out before prices increase. My brother's hounding me to do that. So anyway, he's partner in this thing. And then go over and check out funneldowndefense.com. It doesn't matter what kind of team you have, you have an athletic one, unathletic one, it's an easy defense to teach. I can do it to you in probably two principles, and that will take care of 80% of the teams on your schedule. So go over and check that out. All right, Coach, what are we doing today?
I'm interviewing you. I'm not going to interview about your whole history. You know, okay. Coach has been a very successful coach for what, 500 years now?
Yes, I refer to myself as a senior coach. Yes, I am a senior coach.
Maybe even legendary at some point. So I'm going to try to focus today on interviewing Coach Collins based on his current situation. So a couple things to remind. Last year, Coach Collins did not have a season due to COVID. And so I'm going to gear a couple important questions about COVID and the transition back and just kind of maybe we can reach some of those things, and then kind of some little tidbits and little golden nuggets that we can pick up from a senior season coach. So
ooh, say that fast three times.
Senior season coach. So here's my first question, and I think it's a great one. Favorite part of being back in the regular routine of coaching in person this year? Favorite part?
That's a great question.
Because we know we have all our nuance that makes up high school basketball, but what is favorite part?
I think it's being with my coaches, my assistants. Okay. I think it's I'm not choking up. Just something went down the wrong. It's being with my coaches. I think it's the routine. It's the excitement. It's almost the excitement of when I started. There's a weird, it was 618 days between my last game I coached and my first day of tryout. 618 days.
That's crazy.
So that's a long stretch.
very long.
I did find out that life will be okay without basketball. So I did find that out. Like, I wasn't sure about how I would handle not coaching. I think I will be fine. So that's the first thing. So that was a good thing of COVID, several good things. But however, I think I missed it more than I thought I would. Because I spent a lot of time with other coaches all around the country kind of learning the game in that 618 days. So I think I'm a better coach than I was 618 days ago.
How much, like, for me, like, now I'm just coaching third grade girls basketball, and I took a couple of years off, and just I miss practice, being in practice. I love practice.
I do love practice. I miss the sound of the balls. I miss that.
Yeah.
I think it's those little things. It's the camaraderie you get when you are a coach that I don't know what other job you have that kind of thing. And then you get to go evaluate yourself and you win or you lose, quote unquote. So I think that was the
unless you're a professional athlete part of it. You know what I mean? Right. Really, you know?
Yeah.
Here's my next question.
I think that's it. I think this was good considering, you know, last time I coached my son.
I think it's kind of giving you a new spark that, hey, I want to do this for a little bit longer because I still really enjoy being around kids. Or do you think it's
I do that. I mean, I've got a handful of years left. Yep. So I don't know what you can put. I will do it this year, next year for sure. I think it's given a little bit of a spark. Yes. I also think there's a time and a place where sometimes people stay too long at the dance. And I don't want to stay too long at the dance.
I can envision the coach that I'm thinking of right now, but I'm just going to keep it to myself.
No, but you can just stay too long and I don't want to, you know, it's time to turn out the lights. The party's over, you know, it's like time for a young pup. And, yeah. So I think there's some young coaches on my staff. It's like,
but I also think you have to think too, at your point, right? Like, you've left Madison Memorial way better than it was when you got there. Right.
Oh.
That's an understatement, right?
I think, and it's hard to know with the way, you know, teaching and coaching is right now. I think there'll be a lot of applicants, and I think there'll be a lot of qualified applicants for the job. So I don't know. The thing is, when I go, I'm going to go. Like, I'm just going to go. I mean, I'm going to go.
Yeah, because some people kind of like, oh, I'm going to kind of sit in here and do this. And like,
no, I might go to the games or watch them. Now I can watch them on streams, but no, I'll be at the lake house. I'll be somewhere else. You know, I'll be
visiting. I mean, you got family all over the place traveling.
Yeah, I'll go see my son. I mean, yep. My daughter will be in college at that point. I got plenty of things to do. Trust me. I'm plenty busy. So, I'll start six more podcasts. You know, I guess.
Question I have is hardest part based on your situation to teach or reteach to your players. The hardest thing that you've noticed from a basketball standpoint, what have they?
The mesh point of a screen.
Okay.
Why do you think that? Because there's only so many hours in a practice and I only have so much time and I can't, you know, so I'm coming off the screen. So what can I do? So let's say I'm at the top of the key and there's a screen set on the wing and the guy is screening my guy. I can cut low, you know, I can kind of slice or cut low. I can curl or I can pop high. I mean, there's options to do. What can I do? Well, I want to be able to drill each one of those so they get good at it. But then to even do that 2 minutes on each one, and then I got to teach the skill of the screen and the read off the screen. Again, I'm going to tell you right now, we're 5 days into practice. We've worked on the screening part. I haven't read on the. I don't have time to work on the reads. I have a game. So
right. So my question to you would be, how, based on that, what are you going to do in the future to help support that reteaching?
I'm not
going
to schedule a game 6 days after the try, 7 days after tryouts. But part of it, and you and I were talking about this earlier, I got to throw these youngsters to the wolves. I got to see what they got, and then we'll build from there. Once we, here's my theory: is it's teach, 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 And then right. I can go back and do all my small sided, all my skill base, all my, I gotta fill the toolbox with the hammer and the Phillips screwdriver and the drill. I have to put that in and then let them play and then go, whoa, that's, I mean, cause I know, like I was telling you, we had our scrimmage yesterday and before the scrimmage, I'm going, oh, we're in pretty good shape. And then after the scrimmage is like a laundry list of stuff that we're going to have.
But that's why we do that. You know?
Yeah. That's why you do that. So, I think that's the issue. Yeah.
All right. Next question. Somebody who has coached for a long period of time, how have players changed over time and what adjustments have you made to still be connected and get the best out of your players?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I got good questions, man. I told you I was going to have
really
good
questions. So how have players changed?
How have players changed over time? And what have you done?
They haven't. So that's easy.
Okay. You don't think they've changed at all?
I mean, I think their abilities maybe have changed at all. I think a 17-year-old is just like a 17-year-old was 20 years ago. I think the outside influences have changed. I think.
All right. So that stereotype kids are so different than they were 20 years ago is a complete lie.
Kids are kids. Kids want structure.
That's a good perspective. I think other coaches should hear that from somebody. That's why
I don't think they've changed that much. I think
that's good to know.
I think like I was telling you, I had some alums in, and I mean, I look at like Sharif, one of my former point guards, Division One guy, great point guard. I look at him and I look at what he was like in high school, and I look at the guys, very similar.
They're the same.
I mean, they haven't changed that much. I've gotten older. My temperament maybe has changed some. I think parents and the outside influence have changed some. You know, I know when Wesley's coming through AAU, it's just kind of starting. You know, it's just kind of in its birth. So I think some of those things have changed. I don't think the kids have changed at all.
Good. I have two more questions. I have five questions. My next question is for someone who has a bunch of, you know, using set plays and stuff. What do you use as a guideline in selecting plays for your season?
Yep. I don't want them to overlap. So here's what I mean by that. If I'm getting a triple screen for a three, I'm going to get a high low in one of my quick hitters. Nothing is going to happen. Once I get sets that are going to do specific things, then I got to make sure all the other sets do not do that specific thing. Because if I need to do a high low, I'm going to do a high low out of this. If I need, you know, a clear out or a kind of a pick and roll.
What I'm hearing from your conversation is that simplicity. You look at the actions that you need, but you won't want those actions to overlap each other. So you have different things for different situations is what you're saying.
Yes.
And so you're very strategic about your actions and what you need.
I think the problem is coaches have six quick hitters, but three of them basically do the exact same thing. Don't do that. Get the three and then get really good at those three.
Right.
The opponent has to get ready for you. You should just get ready at those three sets.
Yeah. And if those three sets are similar, that's making it easier on the opponent to prepare.
Like I have an early one that I do is kind of a pick and roll. So it's like a two-man game. Yeah. And then I have a guy coming off a double screen opposite.
Yeah.
So I've got two things there so I can isolate a couple. So I keep a kind of a sheet where it's like, it's doing this, it's doing this, it's doing this. That's going to be the call. Now, and then we're going to spend the next month getting really good at that one. And then we'll add another one that will give us something different than that. It won't give us necessarily a pick and roll from my point. It will give, if I need a pick and roll, I'll bring whoever I need up to do it in that situation.
Makes sense. So. Perfect. Last question. So, you know, coaches that get into coaching, especially high school coaches, they want to do it for a long period of time. What do you think your secret is to longevity besides winning? Because obviously longevity is easy when you're winning.
Yep. And I think that's a cop out in some respects, but we weren't, I mean, I think it's the right community with the right administration and the understanding of what needs to be done. If you find that, you can turn, you can get a youth program. You can get the players to come through. You can get all those things. Those are hard to find. I was very lucky that I kind of, my first head, I kind of fell into a really good one. But I think that's the key for longevity. If you want longevity, I think losing can shorten that. But anyway, we could do a whole podcast on what's wrong with high school basketball, but, this isn't the NCAA's. This is education-based sports. So I think
you put it on the head, though, finding the right fit based on those principles. I think that's a great exit out. Coach, I think you gave a lot of good tidbits.
I hope so.
Definitely think that, like, these could actually be other podcasts at some point. These are great. I really like the podcast question 4 about how to select plays. I thought that was really good. I think coaches are going to really benefit from it.
Thank you, everyone. All right. Happy holidays. Go get your Christmas shopping or whatever holiday you do. It's done.
Sports Social Podcast Network.